In the early 1900s, there were as many as 20,000 different kinds of apples grown across the country. Today, experts say two-thirds of those varieties have gone extinct. Efforts to find and regrow the rarest apples have sprouted up in different parts of the United States. KSUT's Adam Burke brings us the story of the search for one rare apple in southwest Colorado.
See, that's already dead.
In an orchard south of Mancos, Colorado, Jude and Addie Schunemeyer are taking cuttings from an apple tree that is barely alive.
The tree doesn't have a lot of time left on it.
They snip off little pieces of growth, each the size of a birthday candle. And later they'll graft these onto rootstock.
This is what we use to make new baby trees.
They don't know what kind of tree this one is, but they do know from genetic testing it is extremely rare.
It's a lost apple.
It's one of the rarest apples on Earth.
And even if we never know its historic name again, it's still worthy of preserving.
These two run the Montezuma Orchard Restoration Project in southwest Colorado, and so they're always on the lookout for old trees.
Doing apple detective work, it is difficult. You're having to combine remarkable high-tech, cutting-edge DNA with deep historical research. And it's easy to guess wrong with apples. It's easy to look at an apple and say, oh, it must be this or it must be that. In finding out you're wrong.
The Schunemeyers did not set out to become apple detectives 20 years ago when they started down this road. Back then, they were selling plants and trees in Cortez.
That was what our main work was. We had a retail nursery.
And it was around that time that they learned about an apple they'd never heard of before. A dark red beauty, almost maroonish in color, splashed across the top with flecks of golden brown.
They are such interesting looking apples, really different from anything you'd ever see in a grocery store. There's not a lot exactly like a thunderbolt.
The thunderbolt. Back then, they didn't realize that the hunt for this apple would change the course of their lives.
So we read about the Thunderbolt first in this real estate magazine that was distributed in Denver back in the early 1900s promoting the Montezuma Valley. One of the apples they talked about in there was the Thunderbolt. At the same time, we were becoming more and more aware of the extent of the old orchards that were still in Montezuma County. So when we read the article, we're like, well, maybe there's a thunderbolt in one of those old orchards.
By the time the Schunemeyers went looking for the thunderbolt, there were just a few hundred acres of remnant orchards in Montezuma County, Colorado. And the apple, common in the early 1900s, had all but vanished.
It was very rare at that time. The thunderbolt was in danger back then.
For most of us, an apple is something you buy in a grocery store. You take a bite, you don't give it a second thought. But for a small network of apple detectives operating across the U.S., that piece of fruit in your hand and the tree it came from are doorways into the past.
I know at least a couple apple trees in Maine that are documented to be over 220 years old. That's twice as old as any person on Earth.
John Bunker is an apple historian in Maine and the author of Apples and the Art of Detection.
This is not like looking at a painting or sitting in a chair that you're not supposed to sit in. This is like eating the exact fruit that Benjamin Franklin or Thomas Jefferson ate. And in some cases, the same fruit from the same bloody tree.
Since the 1970s, Bunker has been chronicling the apples of Maine, finding lost varieties, and trying to identify unknown trees.
Some of them take years, and those are the mysteries.
Sometimes finding a lost variety is impossible. Sometimes a tree of interest has entirely unknown origins.
You know, there's apples that I have growing because I love them so much, and I grafted them and planted them in our orchard 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago. I still don't know what they are, but I'm working on it.
So when the Schunemeyers started hunting for the Thunderbolt 20 years ago, it wasn't a given that they would find one. They talked to old-timers who remembered eating Thunderbolt apples. They scouted old orchards. 2 years went by, and eventually, someone introduced Jude to a guy named Conrad Hover.
He came out and he was kind of interested in the apples and what I had, and then I told him about this Thunderbolt.
Conrad Hover is 67 years old. He's got a few acres of apple trees on his property. And out at the edge of his orchard, Hover has one tired old tree that produces dark red fruit with golden brown freckles. He remembers that day years ago when Jude Schunemeyer dropped over to check out the tree.
Yeah, he was pretty excited because he said as far as he knew that there wasn't any left in Montezuma County, that this was probably the only Thunderbolt there was. So he was kind of excited about it. Up until then, it was just another tree. But
the search for the lost Thunderbolt turned out to be a relatively easy case. But it pulled the Schunemeyers into a life almost entirely focused on the welfare, history, and preservation of heritage apple trees. And 20 years later, apple detective work is much more challenging.
It is still so thrilling, but you gotta understand, most of what we find, we may never be able to put name to. It doesn't mean they weren't valuable cultivars, the names just may be too far lost.
They now use genetic data sets, geographic mapping, and they care for nurseries and orchards full of rare varieties of nameless apples.
When we started doing this, we didn't know how hard or how complex or how long this project was going to be, right? It's like, well, let's go see if we could find a few trees.
They did find a few trees, then a few more, and then many more. And along the way, they learned that a heritage apple isn't just a piece of fruit. It's a time machine, a portal into a lost world of taste and desire.
When you take a bite out of an apple cultivar that's been around for hundreds of years, that is a taste you would not find in a grocery store. That is a flavor profile from a long time ago.
From Montezuma County, Colorado, I'm Adam Burke.
Territories is a new audio history series from Magic City Studios and KSUT Public Radio. You can find out more at theterritories.net. Support for Territories comes from the Colorado Housing Finance Authority and from Southwest Colorado's 250-150 Local Organizing Committee, working to commemorate Colorado's 150th anniversary of statehood.